Title: Think Approach. Subresample in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right, today we're doing a very specific old school jungle engineer move in Ableton Live 12. Building a sub that starts clean, then gets printed through a chain, like you're committing it to tape or a dubplate. This is the think approach to subresampling. Controlled sine or triangle at the core, then harmonics and attitude added in a way that stays DJ-friendly, mono-safe, and predictable under busy breaks. The whole point is this: in classic 90s jungle and early DNB, subs often feel finished, not endlessly modulated. They feel like audio, like somebody made a decision, printed it, and the low end just sits there every time the track plays. That's what we're building. Here's the end goal you should keep in mind as we go: a two-layer bass setup. You'll have a printed sub as audio, which carries the weight and the stability. Optionally, you'll have a separate mid layer for grit and movement, kept out of the sub range. And then you'll have a simple bass bus to keep levels consistent. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. If you want more jungle swing, 165 is also a sweet spot, but 170 keeps us in that rolling DNB pocket. Now go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn off Auto Warp Long Samples. This matters because when we resample or print, we don't want Ableton trying to help and smearing low-end timing. Next, create three groups: drums, bass, and music/effects. Even if you don't fill them right now, grouping early keeps your head straight when the project gets busy. One important mindset thing: leave headroom. While you're building, aim for your master to peak around -8 to -6 dB. If you build your sub at near zero, everything you do later becomes a fight. Cool. Now we build the clean sub source. Predate a MIDI track and name it SUB MIDI. For the synth, you've got two solid choices. If you want classic and precise, use Operator. If you want slightly richer out the gate, use Wavetable, but keep it pure. Let's do Operator because it's surgical. Drop Operator on the track. Oscillator is set to sine. That's it. No pitch envelope. Keep it steady. If you want that subtle slide you hear in some rolling lines, turn Glide on. Set it to Legato, and set the time around 60 to 120 milliseconds. We're not doing big portamento funk here, just a little melt between notes. Now program a classic rolling pattern. Make a one-bar loop. Put your notes around F1 to A-sharp 1, depending on your key and what the break is doing. If you're not sure, start with G1 or F1 and adjust later. For rhythm, think syncopation under the break. A good starter pattern is hits on beat 1, then a little push on the end area, then a hit around 2.3, then beat 3, then 3.3. Don't overthink the exact grid positions. The goal is a push-pull that feels like it's talking to the break, not sitting like a straight house bass line. Now before we print anything, we do the think approach processing chain on the SUB MIDI track. This is where we generate harmonics in a controlled way. First device, EQ8. Put a high pass filter at 20 to 25 Hz. Steep slope, 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable. Subsonic rumble eats headroom and makes mastering harder without sounding bigger. If the sub starts feeling boxy as you add harmonics, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. The real danger zone is when you accidentally start building a low mid blob that competes with the break. Next, saturator. Set it to soft sine mode. This is perfect for subs because it adds harmonics without turning the waveform into brittle fizz. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then match the output level so that when you bypass the saturator, the volume doesn't jump. This is huge. If you don't level match, you'll always pick the louder option and think it's better, even if it's just louder. Optional but very jungle. Pedal. Put pedal after saturator, set it to overdrive, and keep the drive low, like 5 to 15%. Keep the tone dark, left of center. This is not a distortion bass. This is ink on the sine. If it starts sounding like fuzz, you've gone too far. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 120 to 200 Hz. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.5. The vibe here is that we're generating harmonics, but then we're controlling them. Think of it as sculpting. Create the harmonics, then decide how much of that upper bass you actually want living in the sub print. If you want movement, you can add a tiny amount of envelope or map the cutoff to a macro for later. But keep it small. Remember, the sub is the anchor. Next, compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds so you don't flatten the front edge too hard. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Control, not smash. Now, quick coaching note. Do not dial this chain in with a sub solid for 10 minutes and call it done. Print in context, not solo. Loop your break and your sub together, because the right harmonics level depends on what the break is doing around 70 to 140 HE. If you tune harmonics in solo, you almost always oversaturate, then later you'll wonder why the kick and snare body disappear. Also, use a consistent print calibration. Before you record, at your sub MIDI track peaking around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS, not the master, the sub track. That way every print you make is comparable, and you can build a library that behaves. Alright? Now we print it. This is where the magic becomes a commitment. Method 1 is resampling to a new audio track, which is fast and flexible. Create a new audio track called sub print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm sub print to record. Solo your sub MIDI track. Usually you only want the sub printing by itself, unless you're intentionally printing a click layer or something combined. Record 8 bars. 8 bars gives you enough material to arrange with, and enough repetition to hear any weirdness. When you're done recording, right-click the audio clip and choose crop sample. Clean file, no extra silence. Then turn warp off on that clip. Again, we do not want timing smear in low end. If you want it neatly aligned as a block, consolidate with Control or Seed MDJ. Method 2 is freeze and flatten. Right-click the sub MIDI track, freeze it, then flatten it. This is super clean and CPU friendly. I tend to use resampling when I'm experimenting and freeze flatten when I'm finalizing decisions. Now you've got audio sub. Treat it like a sample. This is a big old school mindset shift. Once it's good, name it like it's going into your personal arsenal. Something like F sharp think sub warm 170. And put it in a sub prints folder. That's how you speed up over time. Next step, post resample cleanup on sub print. This is where we make it sit under the breaks like it belongs there. First, utility, set width to 0%. Force mono, always. Then set gain for headroom. Second, EQ 8. High pass again at 20 to 25 Hz. Then low pass somewhere around 140 to 220 Hz, depending on how much upper bass you want living in the sub print. If you're going to build a separate mid layer, you can low pass lower and keep the sub really pure. If you want the sub print to carry more character on its own, keep it a bit higher. Optional. Glue compressor for that printed feel. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten it. You're trying to make it feel like one solid object. Now, an important check. Mono isn't just width equals zero. Some devices can create stereo modulation that collapses weirdly. So do a real mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If the bass suddenly drops or gets hollow, simplify your chain and reprint. Next, phase alignment with the kick. This is a sneaky one, and it's a big reason why some old school tracks feel like they punch harder without being louder. Put utility on the sub and toggle phase invert left and right. If one setting instantly gives you more weight with the kick, you had cancellation. If it improves, but still feels inconsistent, zoom in and nudge the printed sub audio clip start by tiny amounts, like 1 to 10 milliseconds. You're listening for that moment where the kick and sub lock and the low end feels glued. Now let's do sidechain, because we're making a DJ tool, not a messy wall of bass. On sub print, add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set the sidechain input to your kick track, or kick group if your break is layered. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Time it so it breathes with the groove, not like a big house pump. Set the threshold, so you get 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And here's the jungle mindset. Sidechain here isn't an effect. It's clarity and headroom. You want the kick to define the groove, and the sub to be the floor underneath it. Now, optional but highly recommended, a separate mid layer for grit, without touching your sub stability. Duplicate your original sub MIDI track and name it Bass MID. On bass mid, first device is a Q8 with a high pass at 120 to 180 Hz. Steep. This is the rule that keeps your mix clean. The mid layer does not get to compete with the sub. Then add amp or pedal, and you can be more aggressive here. Add auto filter for movement. And if you want that crunchy 90s texture, add redux lightly. Downsample subtly, maybe living around 10 to 20 kHz, and bit reduction between 0 and 2. If you slam redux, it stops being jungle and starts being a broken radio. Now you balance. Sub print is your consistent weight. Bass MID is your character, your energy, your automation target. As a general rule, keep the sub level steady. Don't automate sub wildly, automate mids instead. That's how you keep the low end reliable for DJs and systems. Let's talk arrangement quickly, because this whole approach shines when you structure it like a DJ tool. Try this 32-bar logic, an intro for 16 bars with filtered breaks and effects, then tease the bass quietly in the last 4 bars. Drop one for 32 bars, full breaks, sub print, and bring the mid layer in sparingly. Then a 16-bar switch, maybe drop the mid layer out, keep sub, and do a different break edit. Drop two for 32 bars, bring the mid layer back with variations, little fills, note changes, and then a 16-bar out row, stripped breaks and a subtail for mixing out. Automation ideas that work every time. Open the filter on the mid layer over 8 or 16 bars to build energy. Do tiny saturator drive moves on the mid layer for intensity. Keep the sub consistent. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely sabotage this technique. 1. Leaving warp on for printed sub audio. It can smear timing and mess with phase. 2. Stereo sub, even by accident. Utility width 0, always. 3. Too much distortion before printing. That's how you lose the fundamental and get that farty low end. 4. No high pass at 20 to 25 HE. You'll waste headroom. 5. Sub and mid fighting in the 120 to 250 region. High pass the mid layer. Low pass the sub print. Divide the job.